Sammy J on ABC Radio Melbourne.
I spoke to Laura Tingle about the federal election and I asked her whether she thought there were any more surprises left. Well, not in our wildest dreams would either of us have conjured up the image of our own Prime Minister crash tackling an eight-year-old to the ground on a soccer pitch.
It's a bit of a rugby tackle.
You good?
You're good? Here we go.
Now, to be fair to the Prime Minister, he didn't see the boy. It was not an intentional crash tackle, but the footage, you've all seen it by now. It's on the front page of the papers. A quite spectacular moment that will live on in our memories, almost up there, potentially with Latham's handshake sort of things, although, of course, that was a different and intentional act. But look, it was a little bit of light relief, and we can say that because the boy was fine. He was uninjured. He was quite happy, and the Prime Minister posted to that effect later on in the day, but watching it all unfold from the sidelines was none other than president of the Devonport City Strikers Soccer Club in Tasmania, where eight-year-old Luca was taken down. Drew Smith, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Did the Devonport City Strikers Soccer Club ever dream of such publicity?
Not in our wildest dreams, and it's obviously gone a little bit viral since it occurred, and I think all of our phones have been inundated with messages and our Facebook page and so forth. So I guess they say any press or any news is good news, but no, not in our wildest dreams did we think this would occur.
How much notice did you have that the Prime Minister was visiting?
I only had received notice the afternoon before, so it was at relatively short notice. We had a really fantastic, it was actually a really good evening. It went extremely well, but we just obviously had this little incident which seemed to sort of take the focus away from everything else.
And understandably so. I mean, how often do you have, grown-ups playing with the kids in mixed matches like this?
Well, probably not very often in a suit and tie, let's just say that. So I did say to the Prime Minister as we're walking in, I said, look, you haven't got your boots on, just in jest, but I didn't realise that how relevant that comment was going to be.
I've been known to give some coaching advice to the Prime Minister myself in another guise. Do you have any advice for him as far as his own moves? What would you recommend? Just use his eyes a bit more?
I think so. Lateral vision. Lateral vision's the secret.
How is Luca going? Great to know that he's fine and unscathed. In fact, I think it was said that he cops bigger knocks every single day playing the game.
Look, that's quite true. Let's just say Luca is bathing in this, and he has superstar status at the moment at his school and within the club. So I think he's on one of the morning shows this morning with his grandmother, and he's also, I think, on a radio show. So let's just say he's probably the hottest child in the country at the moment as far as being in demand.
Yeah, but what about the poor kid who actually scored a goal soon after? Has he been forgotten in all this? Shouldn't he be held up as the true hero?
No, I think that's correct, actually. But they did. Both of them got up, the Prime Minister and Luca, and continued on. So, look, I think that was a testament to both of them. So.
Well, a lesson in resilience. Drew Smith, just finally, please tell me you'll be framing a photo or one of the front pages and hanging it in the club for perpetuity after what was a dramatic moment in your history.
Well, it's not very often that we have I doubt whether we've had a Prime Minister to the club previously, and certainly not one that has captured as much attention as this one. So, yes, I think we will most definitely have to capture this moment on the club wall somewhere.
And I dare say Prime Ministers might be a little reluctant to attend again in future years following the precedent that's been set, Drew.
Oh, look, I hope not. I don't think that'll happen again.